Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to be with you all on tonight. Amen. It's been a wonderful weekend. I'm celebrating my birthday this weekend, so forgive me, you all, for getting here a little bit late, but grateful for my family who have been spending time with me, and we've just been celebrating life, but we're here now, amen, to share with you all as the Lord has inspired and spoken through my youngest prophet, Whitney. Amen. Amen. Tonight our topic is Know Your Circle of Influence. Know your circle of influence. Know your circle of influence. And a lot of times we say we know who we're dealing with, but do we really? I mean, do we really? Sometimes the very people that we're closest to are the ones that will tear us down, get us out of place. But we're going to talk about that a little bit on tonight. Amen. We're grateful that Prophet Nina is here with me on tonight, and so she'll be able to dialogue as we share on the topic. Amen. Know your circle of influence. So we're going to pray now. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We give you all the glory and honor for what you've done, what you're going to do, and what you're going to speak through us on tonight. Holy Governor, we give you free rein to move, to speak, and to be. And we count these things done now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, as I stated, Nina's with me, so I thank God for her. Good evening, everyone. Know your circle of influence. When we think about our circle of influence, a lot of times people first think about who's on their job, who's in their family, those people that you're cool with, who you just hang out with. And when we look at ministry and our kingdom assignments, it's equally important that we understand who we are trusting to be those who influence us, those who are going to empower us and help us to get to that next place in God. And often, as people who are driven by nature, per se, we find ourselves being attracted to the one who's got the most momentum. We find ourselves being attracted to the one that's got the glitz and the glamour, the one that's in the spotlight at any given time, when that person, in fact, may not be the one that God is instructing us to be with. It may not be the one that has what we need to get us to that next place. They may not even be anointed, but because they are the attractive one, because they are the one that people are flocking to, oh, well, that's a whole different other subject, Jesus. It may not be the one that you should be connected to. So when we look at Scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:12 reads this way: "We ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you." That's good. Then we look at Colossians 2:8, which reads, "Be careful not to allow anyone to captivate you through an empty, deceitful philosophy that is according to human traditions and the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ." That's where we have to be most careful, because we will find a lot of people, not just in the pulpit, but we will find a lot of people in the marketplace who will throw out key phrases, kingdom. Everybody is talking kingdom, but not knowing how to apply kingdom principles to our lives so that we can get to that next place in God, so that we're able to walk in purpose and fulfill God's mandate on our lives. But because they throw out a catchphrase, because they use certain words that found yourself being drawn to them, but in fact what they are doing is sharing with you their traditions, their thoughts, their feelings, their emotions, their agenda, and we're being captured by that because we're not aware of who it is we're actually allowing to speak into our lives. I could talk about this personally because I've had leaders, I've had people who said that they had my best interest at heart, but did not. And when I recognized it, I did what I'd always do. I started to pull back. I didn't really have to seek God because I knew that what I was experiencing was toxic. I didn't even have to ask for clarity. I understood. I did what I did. I moved when I heard him move. But it goes back to something else that we've been studying this past week about executing the will of God. Even when you're encountering someone who is in your circle of influence, who is there not to admonish you, not to strengthen you according to Christ, but to feed you things of the world and to take you further away from what it is God has called you to, when the Holy Governor speaks to you, he expects that you're going to execute that thing right then and right there, not think about it and say, oh, well, I'm going to give him another turn. Oh, I'm going to see. Oh, maybe it was a bad day. No, come on. We have got to know our circle of influence. We have got to know that we're in a trusted space. And you also have to be in a place that if you're the strongest person, if you're the smartest person, the wisest person, if you're the biggest and the baddest in your circle of influence, guess what? You need to move to another circle. Because when you're in the place where you're the strongest, you're never going to grow beyond what you have. Because everybody is looking to you, but you have to look to someone that's going to be able to guide you and lead you in the path that God has for you to help you get to your next place in him. And being top dog in the circle is not going to get you there.
Amen, amen, amen. You always have to be mindful, and you always have to be in a place where you're willing to learn. And if you are in a group setting and you're not learning anything and no one is feeding into you, that's that moment when you need to realize, okay, Lord, this maybe isn't the place that I need to be in because you're no longer being fed. In every relationship, there's some nurturing that takes place. You know, as parents, as mothers, you know, it's our job, our responsibility to nurture our children. But when you are attending a church, when you are part of a church congregation, it's the responsibility of that pastor is such to feed you and to nourish you with the word of the Lord. And when you are not being fed, there's not going to be any growth. There's not going to be any maturing. And so you really then need to reevaluate where you are. And if you hear the Lord say move, then you need to go ahead and move because there's no growth when you're stuck. You can look around, and each of us in those times, when you see other people moving or prospering, you're wondering, why is this not happening to me? Sometimes it's because you haven't moved. It's because you're in a place where you are not growing. You're not growing. And with your relationship with God, there's always going to be growth. There's always going to be elevation. It should be, yes. It should be growth and elevation. And when that is not occurring, you really need to evaluate where you are and who you've surrounded yourself with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Wow. I mean, just as we're talking about this, it just hits home. For me and what I've encountered in ministry and learning, but for me also as a leader, as a kingdom leader, and as God is continuing to mature Benny and I, with the empowerment place and through KMA with Apostle Julian Young and Bishop Rodney Vini and the leadership there, we're constantly being poured into. We get a stern word. We get direction. We get the things that are needed to grow us into that which God intends, which are effective. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Effective kingdom leaders. Not just people who throw around words, throw around phrases, and change the name of your church and change the name of this, that, or the other, and give yourself self-promotion because you feel like promotion is going to make people want to gravitate to you even the more. No, it's not about any of that. It's about knowing who is around you and what they're capable of doing to help you get to where God would have you be. We can even look at this in terms with relationships. How often have you gotten into a relationship with someone that you thought was the one? Well, Lord have mercy. That's a whole nother book. Amen. But you thought that was the one. Oh, the way he talked to you and the way he danced with you and the way he held you. And oh, that must be the one. That wasn't the one. But you let him get in your ear and you let him speak all kinds of words and made you feel like less than who you are. We often let those people diminish us so that they can feel good about themselves. And guess what? That's the wrong circle. That is not who you want to surround yourself with. People who have to belittle you so they can feel good. That's the wrong influence. That's the wrong influence, my brothers and sisters. If they can't celebrate you, then you need to move. If they can't find anything good to say, if they're always, oh, well, if I was you, I would do that. Oh, girl, you need to do that. Oh, blah, 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 blah. You don't got time for that. You ain't got time for that. I don't always hear what I want to hear about me. That's because God loves me the way that he does. And he gave me a wonderful husband that will give me words. And he surrounded me by people that are true influencers. My circle is true. I ain't going to say we are without flaw because we got flaws. But guess what? We understand the principle of iron sharpening iron. So if one of us is out of the way, if one of us is saying things that are not aligning with God's word and not aligning with the principles of the kingdom in order for us to get what it is that God has for us, then somebody going to say, oh, did you just say that? Did you? I know you didn't mean that. I know. Oh, so now you trying to say you got to check what the Holy Spirit said. We check each other. We make each other accountable to the word because we want to all grow in grace and grow in the understanding of the kingdom of God and get what it is that God has for us. And for me, my husband would always say to me, oh, my God, honey, you so harsh. Oh, my God, honey, you so critical. It's because I wasn't walking in who God had really called me to. I've been measuring all my life. I've been working apostolic work all my life. And I thank God that before I was even in my mother's womb, God had anointed me. God had made me a prophet to the nations before I even understood who I was. And greater than that, he placed in me apostolic understanding and the apostolic anointing that I can do works and was doing works that I didn't understand. But now having more understanding, a greater understanding of who I am in the kingdom of God and what the assignment entails, I am very careful about what I say to the best of my ability, trusting the Holy Spirit in all things. I'm very careful of what I'm going to allow you to say in my presence, because if you come out of your mouth and you come out with some religious jargon, I'm going to say, excuse me, no, that's not the case. That's not the case. Somebody had posted something today about they gotta go through the struggle to get what God got for them. And I wanted to respond so bad because it's not about us going through the struggle. The struggle comes to get us back in alignment with his will, plan, and purpose. And if we're consistently going through a struggle, it is not an indication that we're closer to the promise. It's an indication that we're out of line with his plan. So guess what? I need people.
people around me that when I say stuff like that, when I start relying back on religious jargon because it make it sound good for the preacher to go, and yeah, and you got to do this and you got to do that. No, 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 no. I need somebody in my circle that's going to say, whoa, wait a minute. That's the world way. That's what the world tells us. The world tells us that so that we can somehow be in bondage to the man that spoke the word because we trust them to have the answer better than we trust the holy governor that's within. So you got to know your circle of influence. You got to know who you're around. You got to know what they believe. Because everybody in the church ain't believing the same thing, ain't speaking the same language. We were looking at our stats for this last week or so, and I thank God for my international audience. I thank God for the growth in Kenya and Nigeria and South Africa and the United Kingdom. We thank you so much for listening in, and we're praying that the messages that you're hearing are growing you, are really aiding you in understanding better the kingdom of God and what it is that God is requiring in this season of your life. We're grateful that in this season we are making a positive impact. We can serve as someone's influencer to get them to a better place in God. That's our desire. That's our desire. We're not about filling. I was about to say something and he made me eat my words. Because it will get to the place that what we do, that which we teach, it will be bigger than Blog Talk Radio. We will be on other radio shows. We will be on TV spots. We will be traveling across the nation and filling up arenas and filling up coliseums, and we will be releasing kingdom truths that will be impacting the world because that's God's plan. But in order for us to get there, we have got to know who we're connected to and making sure that they are the right influence for us.
And as you were saying that, you know, with understanding the influences and how people post stuff, I've heard several people just in today just say, you know, the devil is doing this and the devil is doing that. And I know you've talked before that we as individuals, as true believers, you can't give the devil any credit for anything. Once you start speaking that negativity into your life, you are accepting whatever downfall is going to come your way, and that is not the way it should be. The devil has no power to do anything with regard to your life. And again, when you look at your circle, when you look at those that influence you, when you hear people speak that way, those are those moments when you know that, no, I need to be someplace different because the sound that they're making is not the sound of the kingdom, and it is the sound of the kingdom that we all need to be mindful of. We all need to have that discerning ear to know when the Lord is speaking to us and then take that immediate action to move. Because it's so easy to say, oh, the devil is this and the devil is that. But again, you can't give devil any power over your life. The Lord has given you all the power that you need. And if you positivity in your life, then positive is what you're going to see. But if you keep relying on the devil, the devil, the devil, the more authority you give him over your life, the harder it's going to be for you to move forward because you put yourself in a position where you are going to struggle, where you are going to have to continually battle because you've given someone else authority and power over your life.
Amen. Amen. We're grateful. We do have callers on the line. If there's a comment or a question, please press 1 and we can bring you live. Amen, amen, amen. Your circle of influence, your circle of influence, your circle of influence. You know, going to the marketplace, when we understand the mountains, that we work with in the marketplace. I mean, the marketplace, the government, education. There are a lot of places where our kingdom assignment can move, can be, all of that. And so even in the marketplace, we have to be mindful that there's an expectation that God has for us and how we interact, how we perform, what we're saying or not saying. Because a lot of times church folk, quote unquote, say, well, I ain't got nothing to do with that, so I ain't gonna say nothing. Well, guess what? By you not saying anything, you're saying I agree with what you're doing. I'm gonna condone it because I'm not gonna correct it. But guess what? That's not the influence that you want either. God said, if you're gonna be ashamed of me, if you're gonna be ashamed of me, then what you think I'm gonna be of you? He tells us to hide the word in our heart that we may not sin against him. So if we are hiding the word and we're allowing the word to be a light, then regardless of what people say and how they act, you still have to be light and you still have to be salt. You still have to be the living epistle that's being read of men, such that they don't see you, but they see Christ that lives within you, so that if what they have been doing and what they have been speaking has been an influence that's been negative in your life or people around you, guess what? You have the ability to bring about change. Each one of us who understands our assignment in the earth is a change agent. Yeah, go ahead and tap yourself on the back and say, I'm a change agent. I'm a change agent. Go ahead, one more time. I'm a change agent, because that's what you are. You are here in the earth. We are here to make earth look like heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We have an assignment. We have greater than that. We have a mandate to fulfill God's promises, to fulfill his principles, to fulfill purpose in the earth, so that God can be glorified in all that we say and do. And people will be drawn to him, more so because of who we are in him than the words we speak out of our mouth. How many times do you recognize that you can be in a place and don't say a word, and people will be drawn to you? You haven't said a word, but just your mere presence will cause people to come to you and want to share with you and want you to pray for them. You haven't said a word. You ain't been toting the Bible around. You ain't been talking about, oh, our church service was so blessed. Oh, God really moved. You ain't done none of that, but just your mere presence, because they were able to recognize the anointing of God that rests upon you, that made you an influencer, that they show up. They show up because they see the light. They show up because you're making the difference that God is requiring in this season. As much as you've got to know those in your circle, you have to understand the influence that you also make in your circle. We said it. Don't be the top dog. If you're the top dog, it's time to move. Don't be the chatty Cathy that's making a lot of noise and making no sense. Don't be willy-nilly that you're being tossed and driven by every wind and doctrine that come about. But be one that's steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord, understanding that your labor is not in vain. And the Lord, if you stay focused on what it is that he's spoken, if you stay true to your purpose, if you stay in alignment with his plan for your life, there are great exploits that he wants to do. Ah, yes, God. Great exploits that he wants to do through each of us. But he can only do that when he can trust you. Trust that you're going to discern when you're in the wrong place. Trust when you're able to discern, are the change agent in the midst of others. Trust that you're going to execute when he speaks to you, instead of always saying, well, I got to see. Oh, I'm going to put a fleece before the Lord. Well, if I hear from two or more prophets, then I'll believe that that was the Lord. He said, if you don't know my voice,
I need you to get with somebody else, get with some other influencers so they can help you fine-tune your ear so you don't have to question whether it was me or not. Oh, God, yes. For many of us, we have been in a stagnant place too long. A stagnant place. And you know what that stagnant place is. I don't have to tell you. You know what it is. You've been in that place too long. God said you've looked at the people, you've looked at the circumstances, and you keep saying, I don't fit in here. I don't fit in here. I don't fit in here. But what you do? You keep going back. And man, I don't even fit in. This just don't even feel right. Guess what? You've checked your circle. You realize that you don't fit. Go ahead and plan for your exit. See, I tell y'all, I've been in this work for a minute. And I've had to go around and around on the merry-go-round. When God told me to get off the merry-go-round, I didn't get off. I stayed on because some of my people were still on. And so I stayed off when he had told me to get off. And then when I wanted to get off, I couldn't. I had to wait for it to stop. And I lost precious time where I should have been fulfilling what he had spoken. And I was still trying to fulfill what man required. Don't let that be you. Hear the Holy Spirit on tonight. Check your circle of influence. Be with those who admonish you, who lift you, who empower you, who will give you kingdom truth to help you live your best life now. Be around those who are going to take you to your next place in God that will help you fulfill purpose. Don't be with those who are going to teach you as the world teaches you according to religious traditions and their own doctrine. Free yourselves, my brothers and sisters, free yourself so that you're able to fulfill what it is that God has called you to. Amen. Prophet Nina, you want to pray us out? Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We want to thank Apostle Burrell for that wonderful message. Know your circle influence, listen for his voice, and know when it is time to move. And I will pray us out, but I just want you to know if you've been blessed by the teaching, please consider sowing into this ministry by visiting the website at empowermentoasis.wordpress.com. This is a wonderful ministry, so please consider sowing into it for the greater work that it is doing. Father God, we come to you right now, Lord, just thanking you, Lord, thanking you, thanking you, thanking you for the circle of influence, the influence that Apostle Valerie has on so many in this earth, Father God, just the word that she has released to us, Father God, the power and the belief that she has in you is just pouring into us, Father God, and will just make us stronger vessels and brighter lights in this world, Father God. Until we meet again on the Empowerment Place Ministry, we thank you for calling in tonight. Continue to be blessed, and once you've become empowered, please do something to empower someone else. God bless you.